Childhood obesity is a major public health crisis. Doctors say GLP-1 drugs could help treat kids who are already experiencing diabetes, sleep apnea, and other serious health issues. But some families face barriers to accessing medications. That's according to new research from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. More from WHYY's Nicole Leonard.
Only about 20% of adolescents at CHOP's Health and Well-Being Clinic got GLP-1 prescriptions for obesity, data shows. These patients tended to be older, female, and have more advanced cases. But even after they got prescriptions, 60% of patients reported issues in continuing treatment. Cost and insurance coverage gaps were major factors. CHOP pediatric endocrinologist Dr. Ruchna Shah says some families are forced to stop treatment if they can't pay out of pocket.
It's very disheartening. I think a lot of families thought that the treatment, you know, when it is effective, was life-changing and really put their child or themselves on a much better track in terms of their health.
Researchers say healthcare systems need to figure out how to reduce these barriers in order to avoid long-term disparities in obesity treatment outcomes. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.